Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray Mobile.
Go ahead, Kilo 5.
KE8, LEX, I don't know who I have on the other end. I didn't quite catch or recognize the voice. Just kind of testing out my radio at the moment, sitting at 26 and 94.
Yeah,
station, the other station, you're barely making into the repeater, mostly static. I caught 21, I'm assuming that was 21 mile, but nothing else was readable. The noise is, you're under the noise.
This is KFS. Check that. KF8. FGS, is the signal better?
KF8 FGS, yes, that was much, much better.
Yeah, who do we have here?
This is KE8 LAX, the name here is Dean.
Yes, Dean, I copy KE8 LEX, Kilo Echo 8.
Just to clarify, I think you said LEX, it's LAX is in like LA Airport, Lima Alpha X-ray.
Roger that, KE8, Lima Alpha X-ray, Yeah, this is, again, KFAFGS, David, and we're just clicking in the Warren repeater.
Copy that. I was just sitting at this location because this weekend we have a test on the Mount Clemens repeater, and I just wanted to test ahead of time and see if I could get in, and I definitely can. I don't know if I'll be able to get in on simplex VHF, but it seems like I'm getting in pretty decent.
Roger that, Dean. Yeah, I've heard you out there a time or two, and heard you on the, I think it's, heard you on the, if the next, on the Thursday evening. Is that true statement, Dean?
That's correct. So I'm a net controller for the, Macomb County ARPSC, weekly nets. I'm not the only net controller, of course, and also the public information officer for the Macomb County ARPSC.
Roger that. I see your I got an older list here, a couple months old. You're unit 22. I'm unit 32, one of the newer fellas. One of the new guys. KFA, FGS, back to you.
Copy that. Yeah, I recognize the call. I started a new job and went over to midnight, so I haven't been as active as I normally like to be. But I definitely am trying to be more active. Obviously, the radio waves aren't as active in the morning. Unless you're monitoring the FBI, then you get the morning commute guys. And I try not to jump into that conversation, just because my commute is very little. I live at basically 26 in Gratiot, and I work in Mount Clemens, so I try not to jump into a long-term conversation.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 30 degrees.
If you don't mind, I'm in the middle of, I set up a, I programmed a new radio. If you give me just a minute to switch over, I was on my HD in the dining room on the first level of our home, and my shack is in the lower level. So when you said you couldn't hear me, I just went down back to the shack. So I'm going to switch radios here and come right back to you. Roger that. KFAFGS, back to UKEALAS.
This is KE8LAX. I'll be standing by. Go ahead. KE8LAX monitoring.
KFAFGS, back online.
KF8FGS, this is KE8LAX. I have a solid read on you.
Roger that. Can you give a comparison to the previous signal?
A little bit more of that VHF hiss in the signal, a little bit more than the previous radio, but definitely solid quality sound, just a little bit extra of hiss. What are you using right now?
Yeah, I just got a DM32 UV from Baofeng, the digital and as well as analog. And I was able to program it yesterday for a bunch of analog channel frequencies. And the previous radio was UV5R sample. And a little bit lower wattage. This one claims 10 watts. It does check out that way on the meter. So I'm just glad it's, I'm just glad you can hear it.
Copy that. On your next transmission, I'm going to listen. It kind of sounds like you have a Roger beep at the end. Not 100% positive. Did you get that radio program for the digital side yet?
Negative. It took me a minute, well, a little more than a minute, to figure out just TURP didn't work on this radio. And so I downloaded the CPS from Baofeng, and it was pretty straightforward, but I know nothing about the digital end of things. I did get my digital ID. I had that number, and so I was going to, you know, at the meeting tonight, I'm going to go early and see maybe I can corner somebody that has a little bit more technical knowledge to get me started on that. And, you know, maybe there may be a code plug for that. I'm not sure. And if there is a Roger beep on this, I will go into the settings and pull it out. KFAFGS, back to ULKE8LAX.
Okay, so the Roger beep is definitely there. Yeah, definitely take that out. But we have a couple members that have made it easy because that DM32 has really made its impression on the amateur radio world. So if you go to our website, we actually have a couple members that have given their code plugs for public use. So you can actually download a code plug from our website for that side of it.
Roger that, Dean. Well, thank you. I'll do that right now. I've got some things I got to do here at the UTH, and so I got to go right now. Wife's getting ready to leave for work, so that's important that I see her off. We'll talk soon. Thank you again for the comeback. KE8LAX. This is KFA. FGS, and we'll be clear on your final.
Copy that. Have a good rest of your day. And, yeah, not a problem. If you need any help, I do have a little bit of experience, and a lot of the other members have quite a bit of experience with the DM32. But like I said, I believe Cliff did a lot of work on the code plug for his, and he's got a good one together for that radio, and I believe that is one of the ones listed on our website. But I will say 7-3, you have a good rest of your day. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
Pretty sure I just heard my name mentioned. NACAF.
Yeah, that's affirmative, Cliff. I still am having a hard time getting used to your new call. Yeah, I was telling FGS there. He's got the DM32, and I was pretty sure my information may be wrong, but I was pretty sure you did some extensive work to your code plug and shared it to the website, I do believe. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. John Parkin on the website under Resources, Files, if I remember correctly. And the name on mine has the word public in it. And just about everything that FGS is going to need for it. And while I'm at it, and hopefully he's still listening, to turn the Roger beep on his right now, you hit Menu, and then you go to Settings, and then you go to Radio Settings, and then Voice Function, and the last one, number 11, is Analog Roger, and you hit that, and you can set it to a 1200 something or other to plain tone or off. That's how you turn all that off right there.
copy that. Hopefully he was listening. I do know he mentioned he had to see his wife off to work. So, but I appreciate you coming back. It's been a minute since I've heard some of you guys, so it's good hearing from you.
Well, it's good to hear you out here, too. You know, with your new work schedule, it's making things rough on you, and I do know what that feels like. I worked second shift down at the plant for 3 or 4 years early in my career, and basically I made connecting with the rest of the world a bit difficult. Now, taking care of responsibilities was nice and easy. Like, if I had to go to the doctor, I could schedule any appointment I wanted during any day of the week, as long as I was on time to go to work. But, yeah, staying hooked up with the rest of the world gets real hard with the kind of schedule you have.
That is absolutely correct, and it's still weird to get used to, and having these a long weekend and then a long week, short week schedule, and with the doctor's appointments and stuff like that, it makes it a little bit trickier because I'm working 12s. So by the time I get home and I crash, I'm usually up in time to take a shower and go back to work. If I schedule something first thing in the very morning, I'm usually pretty safe, but I'm exhausted and ready to go home and sleep by then. But yes, I 100% agree with you. But the plus side is that the amount of work and stress is significantly reduced on night shift. So I definitely do enjoy that.
That is definitely good to hear. De-stressing your workplace is always important. It's part of the reason I retired when I did. I was planning on sticking out at the plant for a few more years, but the offer was just too good, and I hated the place too much. The only thing for you working a midnight shift is that it's going to take you quite a while to get used to what it does to your sleep schedule. I heard about a lot of that from people down at the plant back in the day. When we had a midnight shift, people working midnights, they were like, oh, a lot of them said it took me like 6 months to adjust to it, to where, you know, they basically felt human again. It, for now, that's one of the reasons you're so exhausted. It's not just the 12s. It's the fact that you're working when you're supposed to be sleeping and sleeping when you're supposed to be awake. And you have to adapt your body to that, and it takes a while.
I agree. But in the meantime, I've got caffeine and nicotine. And that's what keeps me going. 88 LAX Friday.
I hear you on that. I'm working on a bucket of coffee right now, and I just lit a cigarette. N-A-T-A-F.
Is that called Charlie Alpha Foxtrot? Is that correct?
Yes, it is. I was coming up with all kinds of crazy call signs, and finally I just settled on, I'm just going to use my initials like so many other people do. What the heck? So, yes, it's November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot.
N-H-C-A-F. Okay. I'll have to get used to it, and congrats on your new call sign. I haven't gotten a chance to say that. But I've heard you on the radio a couple times. I'm like, man, this is a hard one. Is it BVR, I think, is the new call for Brian, I think. And I still kind of struggle to get used to that one, too.
Yeah, I get that. He put out the reason he went for that call sign. It had to do with being back in his youth. Everybody used to call him Beezer for some reason. Okay, you know, like Geezer. Only they were calling him Beezer. So if you can remember that he used to go by the nickname Beezer, remembering the BZR being Brian makes it nice and easy.
I'll have to remember that one. I haven't heard that. Unfortunately, I will be on shift for your guys' meeting. I don't know if you're going to be there or not, but if you are, definitely enjoy. And I'm getting ready to pull up to the house, so I'm going to say seven threes and hope you have a good day. And I'll be clear on your final.
Alrighty, copy that. Yes, I will be there tonight because I'm bringing Anna with me. She is supposed to give like a 30-minute presentation on HIPAA laws and stuff like that. I'm sure you've already been briefed on all that stuff because of working with Dave, because, you know, the ambulance crew's got to follow that stuff too. But I hope you get some sleep and that you fully recover from being tired when you get it. And glad I helped get you home safe. And with that, I will say 73 to you as well. This is November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. Clear.
K-E-A-L-A-X. This is K-F-A-F-G-S.
K-E-A-L-A-X. He copies K-F-G-S. K-F-A-F-G-S. K-F-A-F-G-S. QSY, 14664.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yo, Fox Friday, Echo, Tango, Quabas.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8FGS, KF8FGS, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 39 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 39 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 39 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees.
KFHFGS, monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear, 46 degrees.
Good evening to you. The first day of the long weekend there, and long day for you. How's things going today?
No, it was busy. It was a busy one today. But managed to get through it, and that's what matters. How was your day?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know, scratch it off the count, and they're there, and three more to go, but I'm glad. I'm glad things went well. It's been a little busy here today. Kind of worked outside a little bit. Got on the radio for a few minutes. Somehow in working outside, I was talking to my neighbor, and they're starting homeschooling. So they're kind of lost on what to do, so I was kind of helping them out in that way, getting them started. Let's see. Talked to Melissa a few minutes ago. They're doing pretty good. Eileen had her tonsils out. And but other than that, I've had dinner already, and it's been a busy day.
All right, yeah. It sounds like a good day, though. It sounds like busy isn't always bad, so that's a good thing. Yeah, that homeschooling thing, that's good stuff. I don't know if we've got maybe extra material or extra stuff if they want. I'll have to talk to Leo and see if there's anything that we have left over.
Yeah, I think the girl is, I want to say she's 10 or 12 years old, if I'm not mistaken. I don't even think they have any curriculum. I mean, she signed up for homeschool legal defense, and, paying them $15 a month, but didn't even know what it was all about. So kind of directed her to the website and a couple other support groups out there. So they're kind of struggling along there a little bit, trying to get going. You know, it's like, well, is this a wasted year or whatever? And it's like, no, it's not a wasted year at this point. So let's try the best we can. But yeah, if you guys have any extra things, I guess that would might help them out.
Yeah, I'll do some looking and see what I can find, or talk to Leo and see what we've got. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy, but it's worth it, worth the time and the effort, so.
Yeah, it is. It's just a matter of getting off on the right foot, and, I guess it was kind of an abrupt thing, pulled her out of public school. I guess, I don't know, they don't go here. They go to Rochester or something. But anyway, just some things weren't going right, and they kind of pulled her out. So, I told them, I said, if you need anything, I thought we had books stashed back somewhere, but I haven't been able to lay my hands on them yet. Just trying to get to do enough stuff of mom's to go through.
Yeah, I'll do some looking, see what we can come up with. But good stuff. Sounds good.
Yeah, and here's one for you too. You can thank God for this one. First Delilah and Braden had a cabin or a small home up in Kobiak, and of course they left there, and during the ice storm they had up in Houghton Lake, there was a tree that fell on the house and over the bedroom there, so I'm thanking God for their protection.
Your connection
it's crazy how all that stuff happens, and it's just good to see God's protection there and in that situation there. So they're doing well.
NAWCB, yeah, they're doing pretty good. He's working in Reed City. I think he's doing like delivery or Uber, or not Uber, but like Instacart or whatever, I don't know what it's called up there, but they do that, and working on various computer projects, staying pretty busy. They're getting ready to renovate the lower barn and build it into a like a small cottage there for him. Delilah's going to have some type of minor surgery here in about 3 weeks to a month. So, but other than that, they're doing okay.
Hey, good. Yeah, I was talking to my coworker about the family and seeing how proud I was of Melissa and her family, and so it's pretty cool that you got to talk to them today. That's good.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate both of you. You know, keeping tabs on old Dad here. It definitely is appreciated. That kind of puts a smile on my face. Definitely happy to hear what's going on in your life. NAWC.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah, well, we got to look out for you there, Dad. Make sure you're not getting into trouble.
Yeah, that's the truth. I don't want to get myself into trouble or anything. I don't need that aggravation. They're gonna keep me in line. I appreciate you guys reining me in there.
Not a problem there, Dad. What'd you end up having to eat tonight?
I had one of those TV dinners tonight that I do up for quick nights, or I don't feel like doing anything major. One of those, I don't know, Salisbury steak or southern fried steak, something like that. That's pretty good. Pretty good meal there. Mom used to get it. She thought it was a little salty, but I think it's pretty good. You know, you get that, some mashed potatoes, and get a brownie on top of that. So, you can't beat that.
Yeah, it sounds good. I think we're having Taco Bell tonight. They gotta wait until after the meeting to grab some food.
Hey, now Taco Bell is too bad. That sounds like a good treat there for after the meeting. What's on the docket tonight there for the meeting? What's the plans there? I'm hoping to scoot by a little bit.
Well, we're going to do traffic control. It has been brought to our attention through a couple of the communities and emergency management that they'd like us to kind of do a lesson on traffic control. So that's what we're doing tonight. It'll be good. Looking forward to the meeting. Looking forward to seeing everybody there. And did you say you're planning on stopping in?
Yeah, that's the plan currently. I'm hoping. I might say the whole thing. I might not. But I might make an appearance.
Cool. Awesome. Good stuff. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you there and. Stay as long as you want there, Dad. Not a problem at all. You said it's going to be a good meeting, so.
Yeah, like I say, I'm just going to kind of like with church, if I'm feeling good or, the weather the way it is or traffic or just various things, I'm just going to try to do what I can and, yeah, we'll help out and get me out of the house a little bit. Meet up with some of the guys a little bit more, get a little bit more contact and that. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, good. Good stuff. Yeah, looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you. And I know Mike will be happy to see you. So it'll be good stuff.
Yes, indeed. Like I
forward to this there. Like I said, I didn't want to make a commitment. I had mentioned something to you, but didn't want to make a commitment yet. And like I say, I'm just kind of taking it just day by day right now with things. Hoping to go tonight. Hoping to go back to church on Sunday. Just like I say, just kind of taking it a day at a time, step at a time.
Yeah, that's right there, Dan. That's the way to approach things. One step at a time, and see how things go. Definitely understand.
NAWCD. Yeah, it's been, like I say, it's been so busy here. I haven't really had a lot of time to think about anything. So, I guess, like I say, that's a good thing. And just trying to map out, okay, I'll go outside and I'll do this, or this needs to be done, or that kind of thing. But try and be flexible too, and that's an important thing. But it's helped me over the past few years, just kind of stay structured, and that kind of helps out a bit.
Yeah, definitely for sure there. Well, Dan, I am here, so I'm going to run in here real quick and see if they need any help setting things up. But definitely looking forward to seeing you. And tonight, like I said, stay as long as you want. And you're always welcome to come to any of the meetings. So you're just however you feel. No pressure, no rush. But definitely welcome.
I appreciate it very much, definitely. And like I say, looking forward to it, looking forward to the topic. And like I say, I'm sure it'll be a good meeting. Always seems like a good turnout, and happy in that way. But hey, thanks for the ride along, and enjoyed talking with you. And we'll talk some more here in a little bit. But as always, tell the family hello, and hope you enjoy that Taco Bell there later on, too. Michigan 73, he's an 88 to you and the family, and we will talk again soon here, face-to-face, I'm sure, a little bit. Catch you later. NHWCD is clear on your plan.
Sounds good there, Dad. Sounds good. We'll see you here in a little bit, and good chatting there, Dad. 73, yeah. And 88 to you and Mom. ANU, but
KFA FGS monitoring. KFA FGS monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 46 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA FSG monitoring.
KFA FSG. I think I got it right. KFA AGC.
Yeah, this is KFH FGS. That's finding good signals. Go ahead.
Okay, KFA FGS. Is that correct?
Roger that. And your call? I'm on mobile.
KFA FGS.
Yeah, this is KFA FGS. Hey, go ahead.
Okay, I don't think I'm making a repeater all the time here. I'm on a handheld right at the moment. I might not be making a repeater all the time. KF8ATC return.
All right, KF8ATC. KF8ATC. Yeah, well, nothing wrong with a handheld. I'm hearing you.
Okay, I'm laying in the bed here. Got the handheld on the scan. I heard you come in there. Figured I'd wave a hand at you. I'm over here in Clinton Township. Not sure if I talked to you before or not. The name's Tim.
All right, Tim. Again, this is David. And we're over here at Garfield Hall Road. Just headed for GTH in Shelby Township.
Okay, we're not too far from each other then. The weather was a little warmer, a little nicer today to do a few things outside if you had to do it before dark.
Oh, absolutely right, absolutely right. So we've got, it was nice today, it really was. I got up to it a little bit, but there's still more to do. Of course, it's just getting started there. Again, your call is KF8HTC.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you got it right there. I've only been out here, I don't know, about a year or so on a ham station.
All right, that's KF8, always talking cool.
Okay, I'm going to have to write that one down. I was trying to think of something for them letters, but it wasn't kicking in. But, yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to write that one down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No royalties to be paid. You just go ahead and use that. You tell them that finding good signals bought that one up. you got to have a good handle. You got to have a good handle. And there's several of the guys here. There's a guy in Northwest Detroit. His name is Jay. I forget his call. But it's N-A-W-J-L. He said when he signs it off, it's we're just leaving. And I got a kick out of that one. KF8FGS. Back to you, KF8ATC.
Yeah, I've talked to him before, too. Actually, I was calling him earlier. He was telling me about some 2-meter beam that he uses. I couldn't remember the name of it. I'm thinking about switching over to a beam up here on house here, but I didn't get an answer back, so I had the handheld on. You're watching the hockey game where Red Wings are playing.
Oh yeah, the Red Wings are great. I love it. The I was at a meeting of the Macomb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps,
and it's a volunteer organization. I've only been licensed for a couple of since December, early December, when the government came back online back in December, I could take the test. The FCC was shut because of the government shutdown. So I'm pretty new. I'm back into it from years ago in the late 60s when I was a kid. So, yeah, we're enjoying it. KF8ATC, what did you say your name was? Jim, was it?
The name's Tim. Tango, India, Mario.
Tango, India, Mary. Got it. Got it. You know, again, my name is David. That's with two T's, so you won't forget that one. I was thinking about getting the beams and stuff, but for right now, you know, just a decent antenna with all the repeater network. The repeater network is awesome. I'm keyed into one right now. It's broadcasting all up and down from here to Flint.
Yeah, some of them are connected, I believe. It depends what kind of antenna you're running at home. I just picked up some antennas the last weekend. I got about three beams. And I'm not sure. I know the one is good for 11 meters, 10 meters. And I got two other beams. I'm not sure what they are, but I might end up getting rid of them. I don't know.
Well, Tim, if you've got a chimney or something on your house, you know, you can get an antenna up there 20, 30 feet real easy, and you wouldn't need to be just a good vertical antenna for 2 meters, you know, and 70 centimeters. But definitely, I'm looking for a 10 meter radio right now, so I'll have to put up some kind of a dipole antenna or something between a house and a garage to be able to. To be able to talk. I'd like to do some HF, you know, and maybe some long-distance contact before the sun cycle's over. KF8 FGS, back to you.
I'm running I got a 2-meter 440 up there. I'm on the second story of the house. It's probably 35 feet, maybe, up. And then, my HF radio, I'm running a dipole off it. I got one running. Actually, I got it on the bottom of that mount bracket, running across horizontally over to a tree. And I've been talking all over the world on that thing, and the weather's good.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I definitely want to do that. I'm looking for a used 10-meter radio. You know, I don't want to spend the shekels for one. You know, I got enough tied up right now, and I don't even have an antenna on the roof yet. I built a J-pole antenna, and right up next to the house, I stabbed a shovel in the ground during the winter, and where there was no frost right next to the house, and I strapped that J-pole antenna on there, so they tell me I've got the shovel into the J-pole.
Hey, that'll work. It'll get you out there. I guess if the match is good, yeah, it'll work for you. But, there's a lot of, depends how deep you want. You want to get an HF radio, or you just want to get a strictly 10-meter radio?
Well, Tim, I'd like to get, all band. Because I wanted to, that's the goal. I'm studying for my general right now, and I'd like to be able to get down into the, not just 10 meters, but the 20, 40, 80 meter band, get some general privileges. So I'm looking at different radios, and I've been kind of watching the auctions. I went down to the Livonia swap, and that was pretty cool. Jay asked me if I wanted to come down to the Toledo swap. He's going to go the day before with a buddy. You know, they catch the hotel and, check out a club or something the day before and then go to the all-day thing, or maybe a weekend thing down there in Dayton, Ohio, some big ham fest. So, I don't know. I'm going to watch the used market and see if I can come up with something that I can start working on 10 meters while I'm working for my general, and then, you know, graduate forward to CDHF.
Yeah, I don't have a technician. I got to study for that general. I just never got the time to do it, and there's so much stuff going on, but I'm running a 857B. It's got a portable radio, but I got a power supply on it. Oh, man, it works excellent. I love it. Now I'm just trying to move up on the antennas here. I'm thinking about a tower, maybe. I got a tower when I picked up those antennas, but the top part of it got a little rust on it, but I probably could use it, but I'm just debating whether to get all new antennas and a new tower. But of course, that means more money, right?
KFHFGS. Yeah, I would say measure up those antennas and see what they're sized for. You know, they got all kind of programs you can download from the internet that will give you, you plug in the measurements and it'll tell you what frequency it's resonant at. You know, if it's 10 meters or 10 and 11 are pretty close, but or whatever. But until that point comes where I can do that, I'm just going to use the dipole. I can have a dipole about 20 feet off the ground. Well, yeah, about 20 feet from the house, 20 feet off the ground at the house, and I got a garage that's about 60 feet away. And so I could, for 70 feet, so I can get it from the peak of the garage to the house. And I put a couple different antennas up that way, I suppose. But rather than spend money for the antennas, just get your, maybe get another part for that tower, because maybe it's still in production. You can just get the part that you need and use the antennas that you got.
Yeah, I have another antenna, too. It's like a vertical ground plane with, it's about 9.5 feet tall, all aluminum, and it's got three horizontals coming off of it. I took some measurements. I went online. They say it's good for 10 and 17 meters. I believe that's what it was saying online. I should have doing some reading up on it. And it's in pretty good shape. I take it apart, clean it up and everything, put it back together, read all the connections. So I don't know. I got quite a few antennas so far.
Well, there you go. I joined an antenna club. Guys get together once a month and build different antennas. So that might work out for you.
Something like that, too. I tell you what, that Macomb Amateur Radio Public Service Corps is a good bunch of guys.
Good bunch of guys. They're out, very helpful. I've learned quite a bit. KF8FGS back to KF. Oh, no, I forgot. KF8ATC.
Yeah, you got it right. I'm bad for remembering numbers myself. If I don't write it down and look at it, it takes a while for it to lock in. So, oh, yeah, you got it right for sure. But I haven't seen to add out any kind of stuff like that. I work so many hours, and it's just busy, busy, busy all the time, sometimes weekends. So whenever I can get a radio time in, I do. I bring my handhelds to work. I want in the truck. One in the house. Everywhere I go, I got at least I have a radio on. I'm always monitoring.
Well, very good. The Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club is a really good club too. It's more of a club rather than public service at the Macomb Public Service Corps. It's helping at the Dream Cruise, the direct traffic, and helping with security at like the Armada Fair or at the Centerline Down Home Days or whatever, that kind of stuff. But the Hazel Park Club, they have a net on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock and at 9 o'clock. It's on, what's the frequency, 14564. Hang on, let me check and see what it is. I'll be right back. I'm just going to dial over the radio. KFHFGS, be right back. got Jim that's it's 14664 to their and to their repeater, and it's got the the PL of the tone of 100, and it's on a negative 0.6 offset. And they're out for a couple hours. You know, you don't got to listen to the whole thing, but you can participate because the repeaters work really well. There's one in Mount Clemens for, and one in Warren, and they're all over the place.
I have quite a few of them locked in. I think I was listening. I had the radio on Sunday, and I was listening, and I think they changed the control operators somewhere in between. I was listening, but I was busy doing some paperwork and stuff, so I didn't get a chance to key up the mic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They changed net control at 9 o'clock. They have, there's a guy, Len, 88FK, who's on from 8 to 9. They call it the pre-net roundtable, and then at 9 o'clock they have the formal net, and it's when they have somebody else does that one. But it's good to hear these guys because they come up with all kind of questions, and they're talking about, you know, do you have backup power, do you have backup this, or what do you do for medicine, you know, all kind of things like that. But, Tim, it's been great. Thank you for the QSO. I'm at my QTH, so I got to get in and park the truck, and it's trash night, and I didn't do that yet, so I got to get all that trash out. This is KF8FGS. It will be clear on your final, Tim.
Okay, Dave. Appreciate the cue. So have yourself a fine evening, but looks like you got a little more work to do. Maybe we'll catch up with you again another day. Appreciate the communication. KF8FGS. This is Kilo Fox 8 Alpha Tango Charlie.
Yep, always talking cool.
Copy that, 73.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 39 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.